Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace on a beautiful Thursday night after we had a great Easter weekend. In the studio from the Bibbings Group, Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan. It is Judy Bibbings, over 18 years in real estate experience. I moved more than 14 times, so you know both sides of that. I'm moving in, I'm moving out. 40 five-star reviews you can find for Judy online. One executive who said, Judy sold two properties for me, the first one in only 3 days. That was a clean house that didn't need any work, I'm betting.
Exactly.
And another client who said, I met Judy through my mother's estate sale, and she helped me through many of the problems that crop up in these ordeals. Judy always kept me informed on all decisions that needed to be made quickly, helped make a speedy sale for top dollar. She knew the area, knew what kind of buyer to target for the purchase. Judy is easy to talk things out with and get the job done. I have great respect for Judy. She was highly motivated, and I like that in a realtor. I will ask for her services again. Bibbings Group also includes Shelley Bussey, the buyer specialist, and Deb Smidler is the client care specialist, so you get three people instead of one agent. A great team effort. As a buyer specialist, Shelley, Michelle, but you go by Shelley.
I go by Shelley. Yes.
This is good. I'm John. I go by John. Very personalized buyer experience. Great sensitivity to clients' needs and a very hard worker, strongly committed, and great ability to overcome obstacles, which can happen to any of us at any time. And by the way, if you don't know, the offices are at 1111 Main Street in St. Joe, right near the corner of Main and Niles. The office phone number is 269-930-5413, and the website is bibbingspropertygroup.com. B-I-B-B-I-N-G-S propertygroup.com. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to see you both smiling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Yeah. And it's a great year so far for real estate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy busy.
So, Judy, you mostly handle a lot of listings on the listing side of the business, and Shelley handles the buyers and the showing of homes and those kind of things. Tell me about the decision to form the Bibbings Property Group and that team effort with Debbie in there, too. And Deb, of course, isn't here. Tell us a little bit about Deb.
Well, Deb's back at the office. We keep her awfully busy. But I decided to form a team because Keller Williams is big on teams. And I read a book that Gary Keller wrote and described it down to a T of how to build a team, and it allows me to better service my clients. And also because I had enough business that I couldn't handle it all myself, and I hated to not get back to people in a timely manner like we do. So I met Shelley and we worked together. She was actually my assistant for a short period of time to make sure we would be a good fit.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with her just like our clients do. And the rest is history. She moved in to be the buyer specialist and I'm the listing specialist. And then Debbie is our main girl. She does everything for us in the background as far as client care needs.
Yeah, because real estate, there's no paperwork.
No, not at all.
We had an agent that worked with us who was a retired police officer, and he said there's more paperwork in a real estate file than a murder file. So,
wow.
I don't know how true that is, but people think it looks easy and there's a lot that goes on in the background.
All the TV shows, the murders get solved in a half an hour to an hour, and it's never that way with real estate.
Right.
Though these days, it could be listed and sold within an hour.
Absolutely. The market's crazy. Multiple bids on most properties these days.
So, Shelley, as a buyer's representative, you're showing folks houses. We are seeing across the region for properties that are in good shape and show well that almost immediately they're getting multiple offers. How do you help somebody be prepared for the fact that if they like the house, they're going to be competing?
In today's market right now, even the homes that aren't move-in ready are moving very, very quickly. So I think the best advice for any new buyers is to have your pre-approval ready, know what you're looking for, know what price range you need to be in, and be ready to move. We don't have time, unfortunately, right now to be taking long periods of time to think about if you want to place an offer or not. You have to be ready to move in this market.
And I have, for some folks, I've advised them, look, maybe you need to lower your bar a little bit, not push your house payment and what you're spending on the house up so high, and realize that you can spend some time changing paint, changing floors, if money and cash flow and time allows, updating kitchens or those kind of things over your time frame in the next 5 to 7 years, then you'll get that value, because if you hesitate, the house is going to be gone.
You're right. In this market, yeah, you have to be open to maybe if you had thought at first that you wanted something absolutely move-in ready, you have to be a bit flexible and know that if you want something quickly in this market, you might have to be open to painting some walls and doing some patching, maybe some things you weren't open to at first.
Yeah, and maybe as a buyer out in the market, instead of going, this house has to have everything on our bullet point list, you're going to go, okay, these are the top three things, and these are the absolute two must-haves.
Right, exactly.
I saw a thing on, I think it was Facebook, that said the house that you go home and think about whether you're going to make an offer tomorrow, someone did that yesterday. So today's the day they're making an offer. So you need to think about that, because there's, with the multiple offer situation right now, you're going to miss out time and time again.
Oh, yeah. I hear stories right and left of the selling agent, Shelley, for instance, made an appointment to go see the house on Sunday, and they made that appointment Friday afternoon because that's what the buyer wanted, and by Sunday it was gone.
Yep, absolutely.
Is there a special or a particular price range in our area you're seeing move off the market quicker?
I think right now in our price range, under $200,000 is very, very hot. Those properties are selling the same day or by the second day usually, especially if they're move-in ready.
And that's a good, in general, first-time home buyer kind of price range. In some cases, first-time home buyers are below 100, but for the most part in this region, that's that entry-level house for most of us.
Right. They are moving very fast. So we are looking for people who would like to list their home in those price ranges also, because they're going to sell quickly.
Yeah.
Now's the time, because there's such a shortage on the market. We really need listings because they'll sell fast. And so once you list your house, be ready to pack, because you'll be moving. As long as your house is priced right, yeah, and it's clean, and we don't get greedy on the price.
Now is the time too, for instance, as we get ready to wrap up. I can't believe we're almost moving into May already, but we are. That I work with you and Judy says, here's what the price is based on the market and what it's bearing and where we should go at, but that gives me another couple of weeks to go get the house ready for showing. So it's, you know, it looks good in pictures. When all of a sudden you get six people, Shelley, that want to get into Judy's listing, I'm not going, oh, wait, where's the dirty clothes? I got to pick up the dishes. We know that we're ready to have people come in and see it at any time.
That's right. We had a listing a couple weeks ago. We had 11 showings in 2 days. So there's just such a shortage of homes on the market right now. We desperately need listings.
11 showings, 2 days. How many offers?
Two.
And one of them got it.
One was over asking price. The other was under asking price.
There's advice for the buyers, too, right, when you're making an offer, right, Shelley?
Oh, yeah. You might be prepared to offer over list price in this market when you have multiple offers. So unfortunately, that's how things are moving these days.
I'm for the most part, there's always some exception for a property somewhere, but the day of I can bid under this house and ask the seller to pay for everything when I'm trying to buy, those days pretty much are gone.
Yeah, right now you want to write a clean offer. You want to have as little on it that you're asking from the seller as possible, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to be competing. And so you want yours to be the cleanest offer. And that's why it's important to work with a professional that knows the market, that when I list a house, I make sure I list it at the right price so that we get multiple offers. It's not overpriced. And then you also have to make sure when you accept an offer, if it's over asking price, that it's not going to be a problem with appraising.
Right.
So
some of that will catch up with us, because in particular, the past 45 days, there has been a lot of sales going over list price, but it takes those 30 to 45 days, depending on who you're working with, 60 days in some cases, to get closed. And once those get closed and go on the books, then the appraisers will be able to use them. But until they actually close, they really can't. We need to, it's radio, they got business things they have to take care of too, to generate revenue. We'll take a quick break and be right back on Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Judy Bibbings and Shelley Bussey of the Bibbings Group, Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan. Phone number in the office, 930-5413, and the website is BibbingsPropertyGroup.com.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about Real Estate. We're talking with Shelley Bussey and Judy Bibbings of the Bibbings Property Group, Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan. They have offices, by the way, in New Buffalo and in St. Joe. The St. Joe location is 1111 Main Street, right near Niles in Maine. Phone number 930-5413. And the website is bibbingspropertygroup.com. And you have some really gorgeous listings.
Thanks.
Right now.
Thanks.
I was out looking at all the pictures, you know, of course, at a time, so I could be prepared. Then I have some idea of what I'm talking about. I go, oh, don't show these to my wife. We were, she and I were out this past weekend playing Pawpaw Lake, the golf course, and a lot of people don't realize that the Coloma addresses stretch all the way to Lake Michigan.
Right.
So this one in particular, 4715 Midway Bluff in Coloma, three stories. On the top of a hill, overlooking Lake Michigan, all windows on that side of the house with a great deck, $849.9 is the price. Tell us about this house.
It's four bedrooms, four baths. As you said, it's three levels. It's got great view of the lake, balcony, vaulted ceilings. The house was built in 2008, so it's a fairly new house. It's got an association frontage of the beach there. But it's beautiful because it's back, not on the main road. You have to kind of go back a little bit to get to the beach there. And so it's a little bit private. It's not like on the busy M63
yeah,
highway.
Yeah, it's not right on M63,
right.
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's got a fire pit in the back, and it's just really nice inside.
Oh, it's got, the flooring was amazing. The openness, the light bright colors. There's a fireplace in between the kitchen and the formal dining room. I noticed that looked really cool, but it also, you said association, it's got deeded access.
Deeded
to
access
Lake Michigan
by the Pottawatomian area there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So for those who don't understand, explain what deeded access to, in this case, Lake Michigan, could be a private lake means.
It just means that you have every right to go to the beach. It's not public. It's deeded to you, to the property specifically.
Right. So it's not a public boat ramp launch,
no.
And one of, you know, like on the St. Joe River, for instance. And you can never, because you're deeded, you can never be blocked access to Lake Michigan. So you
right.
kind of get your own, mostly private. There are other association members, of course, who own houses in that.
Not many. There's just a few right there. It's nice and private, but it's easy to get to. And easy to get to town and that kind of thing. Yeah, it is Coloma. It's actually up by Hager, but it's considered
right, but
Coloma Mailing.
Yeah, and Coloma Schools then as well. It's not that old. It was only built in 2008. But four bedrooms and four baths, you got a couple options there. It's a great vacation home because you can have people visiting you all year round and you got room for them and you don't stumble over each other. But if you've got kids growing up as well, then you've got plenty of room for them or other friends to visit and spend the night. It's a great sized house, and the three stories are just very nice.
What's ironic that you said is that the owners live in Chicago, but yet they come for certain weeks in the summer, but they rent it out as well because there's no restrictions in this area as far as rentals. So it's an income producing property as well because it'll pay for your taxes, it'll pay for your carrying fees, if you will, of the house, and they rent it even in the winter, New Year's Eve, Christmas. People just want to get away, cross country.
Notre Dame football games. I'm not a Notre Dame fan, but
there you go. So this has been an income generating property for them. So
do you have any idea,
well.
Now that we'd hold you to it, what it rents for a week? Because a house like this with this kind of size, to me, for instance, if you were a little farther north, you're looking at $7,000-$8,000 a week that might generate. South Haven, for instance, Grand Haven.
I believe they get $3,400 a week for this.
Okay.
I think you could probably get more if you wanted to, but they've been consistent in renting it out, so they're happy with that.
Yeah, my brother lives in Muskegon Lake or the bay or whatever, is on his backyard, and the front yard is the Lake Michigan and the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I think he gets $2,500 a week, and it's half the size of this beautiful and not nearly just as, this is just gorgeous all the way through.
Yeah.
4715 Midway Bluff, Coloma, Michigan, 849-900-849,900. Call Shelley if you'd like to get in and take a look at it. What's your cell phone, Shelley?
Mine is 269-325-3547, and I would love to show this home, so call me.
Absolutely. Judy, you had a $2.4 million sale last year?
I did. A beautiful home on Dunham Path in Stevensville.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another home, also in Stevensville, great neighborhood, 5340 North Alpine Ridge, a single family home, 4699. You know, I've actually financed this house twice in my 20 years.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's a gorgeous home.
It is a beautiful home. I actually had it listed and then sold it to these folks, and unfortunately they're moving along, but it's 5,300 square feet. It's a walkout, and it has an indoor sauna, has an indoor hot tub, nice master suite on the main level. Upstairs it's got two bedrooms and a full bath, so the kids are upstairs kind of away from everybody. Vaulted ceilings and unusual staircase. This house is different. It's not your typical subdivision house. It's very open, and the kitchen's huge, and I mean huge, with a big eating area. Decks all along the back, fire pit. It's just a great home, and it's in Lakeshore Schools in a nice neighborhood.
Right, but as we talked about with the house in Coloma, this is a real private little area, and the way the backyard opens up down into the ravine in the woods, and there's a fireplace there, and there's a deck outside as well as the walkout. It's not like we think we're going to be in a really busy subdivision.
Right, and you could have your blinds open all along the back, and no one would ever know because it's all the ravine and the woods, and there's a Hickory Creek that runs through the back in the ravine there.
And if you're a hunter, you're not shooting the deer that come through.
No.
That's too close.
Not a good idea.
$469,900 is the price. It's 5340 North Alpine Ridge. And you can see all these houses, by the way, at BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. The beautiful brick walkway coming up to it. This is just a really distinctive quality home.
Mm-hmm. Three-car garage. Lots of storage in the basement besides the living space. There's a bedroom and two recreation areas and a fireplace and a kitchen, bathroom. But it's a great house. It's got something for everybody.
The downstairs rec room, bar, second fireplace, sauna, mudroom. If you get your media room, not mudroom.
It does have a mudroom, but that's not in the basement.
Oh, there goes my phone. I'm supposed to get up from my nap now. Again, call Shelley if you'd like to take a look at it. 5340 North Alpine Ridge in Stevensville. And as I said, I've financed it a couple of times. It's an absolutely gorgeous home. We'll be right back. We've got to take care of business again. The website again is BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. Shelley Bussey and Judy Bibbings, Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, we're having too much fun. Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace with Judy Bibbings and Shelley Bussey from the Bibbings Property Group, Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan. And Judy, you offered something really cool here, which is if somebody who's listing or somebody who's working with Shelley on the buying side mentions that they heard you on Real Talk About Real Estate or even on the podcast, that you will give them a free home warranty on a listing when it closes.
That's right.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
That's not small change. That's not like here's a McDonald's gift certificate.
No, it's actually not. It's $450, but that's something that we're willing to do because we do whatever it takes to get a listing. We provide great customer service. We pride ourselves in that. And we're just willing to do that for folks that hear about us, that share our name, that are interested in listing, and allow us to give them the same service that they expect. In fact, our tagline is experience you expect with people that you trust.
Yeah. Well, that's highly important. It's no fun to be working with somebody you don't trust when you're in a real estate transaction.
Yeah, we hear horror stories.
Yeah. In fact, there was one of the reviews that I didn't read that was about you. The friend of all of ours who's moved to New York, he raved about you, but boy, did he was not happy with the selling agent on that one, which was not part of your group. It was another agent. A name you'd all know, I think he said.
Yeah, and he would sing our praises. He'd sing our praises, you know.
Yeah,
all day long.
These days, it is too easy for folks who are unhappy to share that. And so, I mean, Judy, I've known you for years. You too, Shelley, because Tom and I coached your son in baseball, and my son together in baseball a couple decades ago. I think you were 14 at the time.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And from church in particular, Judy. So you just wouldn't cross some lines that other folks do occasionally in both my business and in the real estate side.
It's easy to do, but to cross the line. But when you have integrity, you just stand firm. And that's how I've built my reputation. That's how people come back to us, because we do take care of people. In a small community like this, if you don't take care of people, people hear about it. So it's important to do the right thing.
Yeah. And somebody's always got a video camera rolling on their cell phone. Well, let's talk about another, a couple of great listings you have. I'm just floored by, let's create a real estate local talk show, you know, and we're going to call it Wow Factor. Because that's all I could think of. I was looking at the pictures. The address is 2365 Perry Drive, again in Stevensville, 3899, 5 bedrooms, 4 full baths, 1 half bath. I think this has walk-in closets bigger than some of the rooms in my house. and everywhere I looked, every picture I looked at of this house, I just went, wow.
It is a great place, and it's located in Stevensville. Nice neighborhood, 3-car garage. Basement is finished, and it's beautiful. It's got an extra bedroom and a really large bath down there for guests. Upstairs, it's got a Jack and Jill bath, which is super nice when you've got kids. That's a bathroom, in case people don't know, that's in between 2 bedrooms, so the 2 bedrooms would share it. Another bedroom, and then the master suite upstairs. And the master suite, the 1 closet is over the garage, and it's just huge.
Room for shoes.
Exactly. And purses.
Perry Drive. Where is Perry Drive neighborhood-wise?
It's off of DeMarro Road in Stevensville by Laura Lane.
Oh, okay.
Back into that area. It's a newer subdivision. Again, this house is built in 2004. So the homes around, the existing homes are pretty much around 2004, although they are starting new construction on the next street over. So.
Yeah. And of course, that basement rec room is beautiful, too. If you've got, you know, it's the kind of house, again, where not only could you do entertainment, of course, if you like to entertain friends or for business purposes, you need to entertain folks. But if you've got kids growing up, this is a, you know, Lakeshore schools are just phenomenal. And it's the kind of room we had Shelley, you know, when we had the house on Niles Road, there were always other kids over at our house. We knew where our kids were. We knew what they were doing because we had that kind of space to work with. And this is just a great home for that.
It is.
All right. You have a brand new listing that you just got this week and hasn't sold yet. I don't think it'll be long.
It's going into the system this afternoon, actually, so it may be sold by tonight.
Entirely possible. Right at the edge of Grandmere State Park. It's 4183 Lake Road in Stevensville. And for only $250,000, boy, the ability to be in nature, the brick, and is it cedar shingle on the outside?
It has cedar shingle and brick. It's got a really nice two-car detached garage that has a screen porch off the back, and there's a pond behind there. What some people don't know is there's another lake between Grandmere Lake and this property that's just over a dune, and it's full of fish. It's just gorgeous. If you have a chance to look at the website, you'll see an aerial view this afternoon when it gets into the MLS. But it also has beach frontage that you actually own with other neighbors. It's Rosemary Beach. And I actually knew Rosemary Herbert. Her parents bought a big stretch of property on Lake Michigan years and years ago. And she passed probably about 6 or so years ago. But they named the beach after her. She was their only daughter, so they named it after her, which was really cool. And then I've done several sales in here, and Shelley sold Rosemary's son a house last year.
Yeah, it's a really small community, isn't it? Whether we're in down in New Buffalo or stretching up to South Haven, and even all the way over to Cass County, we're just a really nice small community.
This property is great for anybody though, because you've got the beach, you've got the privacy. It's affordable to be by the beach. Lots of walking area, small pond behind the house, trees. It's not too big to take care of, but it's 3 bedrooms. Well, really nice baths.
And I could see sometimes. We might say the three of us have high stress jobs, and again, some periods of time it is. But the deck and the, I want to say cabana, but the outside screened in room and the deck looking down over those ponds and the being surrounded by nature. You talk about going home from work after a hard day and just being de-stressed almost immediately in that atmosphere in that neighborhood. And the property taxes are only $2,000 a year.
Yeah, that's crazy these days.
Yeah, my property taxes in St. Joe Township, South St. Joe, are more than that. And I'm not sitting with, again, access to Lake Michigan. I don't know if I mentioned the price of the house. It's only $250,000. 3 bedrooms, 2 full baths, 1,752 square feet. I don't want somebody to say I exaggerated your square footage and go, oh, no, no. 1,752. Been measured to the inch. But and that's one of the benefits of being... If you were driving down Red Arrow Highway or down 94, when you get near Lincoln Road, this is on that side. It's on the other side, Lake Michigan side of 94, but about across from Lincoln Road.
Mm-hmm.
So your Bridgman Schools, another good school district, but it's just hard to find properties of this quality with property taxes that aren't considerably higher in Southwest Michigan. So if you want to take a look at this one, 4183 Lake Road, Stevensville. Shelley, again, what's your cell phone number?
Yes, call me, 269-325-3547, and we'll get an appointment set up and get you in there to see it.
How busy are you on the weekends right now? I mean, Easter weekend was just passed, but...
Yes, busy, but, you know, we accommodate all buyers. We find a way. If I'm too busy, then Judy does kind of step in for me when I need her, and I do the same for her.
We're a team.
Yes. Yeah. So we help each other when needed, but most of the time we're just showing properties all day.
Yeah, you're showing.
I'm listing.
Judy's listing.
Right. And we do specialize. So I think that's what's super unique about our team. I do want to point that out, because Judy is fully focused on listings normally, unless I need her and ask for a little help if it's crazy, crazy busy. And then I'm focused solely on buyers and educating the buyers on the market right now, what's going on, and how to best prepare to have their offer win. So having that specialty is really, really helpful. And I think it's very unique.
It is unique. I spend all my time marketing properties, get them out there in front of the public, and make sure that we get people to get inside the home. So that's a real plus, because a lot of agents are so busy trying to do it all that they can't. And then we have Debbie, who's at the office taking care of our clients, and she's amazing at what she does. She'll be in touch with you once we have a listing and once we have a purchase agreement. That's when Debbie comes in and you meet her. But we specialize in what we do, so we can give our all attention. You get 3 agents for the price of one. Well, Debbie's not an agent, but you get 3 people for the price of one, and you're going to have a specialty person that's working for you.
And you mentioned the book earlier, and the author you had about building teams and teamwork in general, but you've got a great mentor in that too, and in Mary Jo, both as having built Competitive Edge from a Mary Jo shop to the organization that is today, as well as her work as the board chair out at Lake Michigan College, and that having having a friend like that, no matter how good we get and what we do in business, we're always got room to grow, always need somebody else to mentor us and help bounce ideas off.
Absolutely. Of. They say you should hang with people that make you better, and I just love her. She's my BFF.
Forever.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not going to change. Tell me, what are you expecting here? I think there was a little bit of lull at the end of March, a little, and beginning of April, because we got spring break going on in there, and you know, and then we head into Easter weekend. But what are you expecting for the rest of this coming spring season before we really get into the June, July, and things get nuts?
It was really busy last year, too. As far as the inventory, it's been a buyer's market for a good year now, even during the winter, not as much as in the spring. But we just can't focus enough on getting more listings and getting those homes sold. So we've got buyers. We just need to have some more homes to sell.
So what kinds of things, Shelley, because you've got several buyers, you're trying to find the right home for them.
Right.
I'm sitting out here and I'm thinking about listing my house. I'm not, but if I was, my wife would make all those decisions. But help me understand what your buyers are looking for when you're going in and showing them houses.
Well, we have such a broad range of buyers in different price ranges, but I think for the most part, people are looking most often for homes that are move-in ready, that are clean. You know, it varies with how many bedrooms and bathrooms people want and things like that. But if it has a nice curb appeal when you drive up and there's flowers planted and the doors painted and things are nice looking at first, and then in the home, if it's clean and freshly painted helps, clean carpet, things like that, that's going to help you a ton right off the bat. That's what buyers normally want. Then if we can't find homes that fit what they're looking for, then we have to start looking at the homes or maybe revisiting homes that weren't quite as finished, that they weren't real thrilled about, but we have to go back to it. But I think if your home is really fresh and clean and move-in ready as possible and decluttered, that's your best bet for selling it quickly.
And some of these listings we talked about here, a lot more tile and wood floors than carpeting, though a couple of rooms here and there might have carpeting. But I'm seeing a lot less carpeting these days in listings that are going quickly.
People seem to like that. There's so many new designs that you can have on the floor. It's kind of fun, and it's easier to maintain. And when you're by the beach or if you have an active family, it's easier to just run in and kick off your shoes and not have to worry about vacuuming so much and that kind of thing, I think. But it's just the look people are catching on to with HGTV, and it all goes in a cycle, and probably carpet will come back someday and be the thing. But right now, hardwood floors and ceramic floors are what's really popular. When I go to talk to someone about listing their home, I want them to have it ready right out the gate. So if that means that we need to delay the listing for a couple of weeks so they can get their chores done, that's what we'll do. And I'll walk in and I always tell them, I'm the realtor that'll be honest with you, because it doesn't do me any good to list a house that's not going to sell. They're not going to be happy, and we're not going to get the price, and we're not going to get the job done. So I'm honest with them, and I tell them that we're a team now. Now that we're working together on your listing, you're just as big a part of selling this as I am. The cleaner it is, the better offer you're going to get, the more desirable it's going to get be. It's not that necessarily because your house is cleaner, you're going to get more money, but you're going to get an offer sooner, and it'll probably be a stronger offer. So I'll go through a house and I'll say, you know, I recommend, I'm not going to tell you to change a purple bedroom, because lots of people have purple bedrooms for their little girl, and you may have someone buy it that's got all boys because paint's reasonable. But if you have stains in your carpet, I'm going to recommend to clean it. If you have nicks in your wall, I'm going to recommend to fix those.
Sure.
Moving furniture, I have a good eye, and I'll tell you if it's too crowded or if you have too many personal belongings, things like that, what you need to put away to make your house more desirable.
Sure, because if there's too many, if your entire wall is covered with 200 family photos over the past 10 or 15 years, kind of like my office is, then, you know, it's hard for a buyer to come in and see it as their space.
Right. So we want to make it, when someone walks in the house, they can feel themselves living there. Instead of looking at who lives there, they imagine themselves living there. That's our goal.
Yeah. In reference to the carpet, too, I think one of the things that's going on as we get more and more understanding of health and allergies and all those kind of things is that people are looking for less carpet because it's so much work to keep it clean and traps all those allergens.
And it holds smells as well. So, I mean, you could have a dog and maybe not smell it, but somebody else can.
Yeah.
Smoking, you know, it carries the smell there, too.
Yeah. Cats.
Cats, absolutely cats.
They don't want to discriminate. Pigs, goats,
snakes.
We'll take a quick break and be right back on Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Judy Bibbings and Shelley Bussey of the Bibbings Group, Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan. Phone number in the office, 930-5413, and the website is BibbingsPropertyGroup.com.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Shelley Bussey and Judy Bibbings of the Bibbings Property Group, Keller Williams, Southwest Michigan. They have offices, by the way, in New Buffalo and in St. Joe. The St. Joe location is 1111 Main Street, right near Niles in Maine. One of the reasons I kept mentioning throughout the show, I've mentioned BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. And one of the reasons I do that is because a lot of folks are out looking on Zillow and Trulia. And even Realtor.com, if you have a listing and Shelley sells it, it'll show on our systems. And your system would immediately show it active or active backup, for instance. But out there on some of those other websites, that doesn't necessarily flow through. So people think, hey, this house is available and you've already sold it.
That's why it's important to make sure you're working with a professional, that you have your pre-qualification, and that you're working with someone that has experience. And you might want to ask your agent. It could be a neighbor, it could be a friend, it could be somebody that you just ran across at an open house. But you want to make sure that that person's really working for you and that they're full-time and that they know the market. That's, you're going to get your best service that way.
And a reminder, if you list with Judy in the near future, then she's going to throw in the home warranty for your buyer for free, which is, well, not for free, it's for $450 from Judy, but it'll save you $450 on your listing. And that's an added value that I do see listings and purchase agreements where the seller is not paying for a home warranty. And I would, in general, tell, especially if they're first-time home buyers, boy, you want that.
Home warranties really are a good deal. We get reports all the time of people that have a water heater that went out, you know, 3 months or 6 months after they moved in, and they get a new water heater. We get cards from the warranty company that tell us that it's been taken care of, and it's nice. It's nice peace of mind for the buyer, and it makes your house a little bit better than the next person if you have a warranty, because it makes people feel comfortable that, you know, maybe we're stretching as far as we can, that we feel comfortable for our price, but we know that we're not going to have to put a new furnace in the next year. We know we're not going to have to replace a water heater or something. So it's just a nice peace of mind. It's a year from the time of purchase until...
Yeah, we had that, the first house we bought down here was Miami and Pontiac over here in Fairplain, and we lost a furnace in the first year to a carbon monoxide leak, and actually that turned out to be a gift, in part because the home warranty helped cover it. We still had our deductible, but we got to decide what installer came and put it in. We got to decide what furnace it was, and we went from a, you know, 20-year-old furnace to a 97% efficient, very nice furnace for just that. I think we were on a $500 deductible. And usually with home warranties, there's a very, you can choose a different levels of deductible, I think.
Typically, it's $50 or $75.
Okay, I'm
old.
It's
pretty reasonable.
It was $50 or $75.
It's pretty reasonable. Sorry, I didn't mean to correct you.
No, it's okay. I may have had a bad warranty. On the other hand, I got a brand new furnace, so I wasn't complaining about that one. Anything else that you want to talk about tonight?
Just that we love... living and working and representing people in America's
Great Southwest.
Great South, Michigan's Great Southwest, but America's Midwest. And, Lake Michigan to us is just like the ocean. It's such a beautiful place. We've got a great community, and we work hard for our people. And you'll get experience you expect with people you trust when you work with the Bibbings Property Group.
Yeah. And so if you're listening on the podcast in Southern California going, gosh, I don't want to pay $1 million for 800 square feet. What's your cell phone number, Shelley?
269-325-3547. Call me.
Call Shelley.
Yeah.
All the amenities.
Shelley Bussey. Shelley with amenities. A C, we say.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a few Shelleys in the area, so I am Shelley with a C. I'm the only one with a C. So
instead of an S.
Instead of an S.
How many Busseys are there?
Not many, I don't think.
Oh, good.
I don't think.
None like Shelley. She's amazing.
Yeah. You can also find contact information on the website, BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. The phone number to the office is 930-5413. And again, that's 269. No, that's your cell phone, isn't it? Judy's cell phone. I'm not giving out.
It's okay because at Keller Williams, yeah, we send all the listing information and contacts to the listing agent. So
Keller Williams Southwest Michigan has offices in New Buffalo. The Bibbings Group main office, because Judy, you're the broker. You're one of the brokers for...
I'm an owner.
Yeah, you are the owner of Keller Williams Southwest Michigan. But the main office up in St. Joe is at 1111 Main Street, right at the corner of Main and Niles. And again, the website is BibbingsPropertyGroup.com. Fun talking to both of you.
Follow us on Facebook.
Follow them on Facebook. And remember, if you list with Judy, you're going to get that home warranty that you can give the seller. And that's an added incentive for buyers.
Thanks, John, for the time.
Thank you, John. This has been fun. Yeah, it's
great. See, now you're smiling. You're not all scared anymore.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.